This is Gary.
This is Cole.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And today we are talking about Beetle, Giant.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I like these guys. They're cute. One of them you can ride.
Yeah. Oh, that is an amazing illustration.
It's really cool. One, I like how it suggests like a giant beetle you can ride. Mm-hmm. I also like the idea of that being a little dude who rides around on a beetle.
Yeah, like a little brownie.
Both of which are pretty rad.
Yeah. No, what I like is the idea that there is somebody who makes a living making giant beetle saddles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. There isn't just ecology around this. There's economy.
Beetles are like the one-way mirrors of creatures where, like, from one side, it's fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just look at a beetle and it's got that beautiful iridescent shell and they're like kind of cool creatures. And then immediately you flip them over and it's Nightmare City. Like having a beetle mount, I like that idea, up until like it falls asleep and rolls on its back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just imagining waking up in the morning, like I'm all saddled up and armored up and everything. And I just had to wake up my beetle to get him to flip over. And it's just like this like scintillating massive, yeah, like claws and clacking and like under mandibles and shit. And
yeah,
that shit grossed me out.
Yeah, just kind of like little swimmer rats on the bottom of a lobster.
So the swimmer rats are the worst. Like, so the real market other than saddles would be just covers. Like,
oh, yeah.
Horse covers, but for the reverse.
Mm, yeah. It's like a cozy. It's a beetle cozy.
Yeah, beetle cozy.
A beetle sleeping bag. You could just do that.
Stick him in there. And then his little head would be sticking out. That'd be cute, too.
Yeah. So you could just walk up and pet his horn.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can use the fire beetle as a nightlight.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So I also like the idea that different beetles have different properties. I want to draw our attention to the bombardier beetle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they have three different organs. One contains one chemical, another contains another chemical, then they mix, and it turns into a noxious explosion.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep, which I like, and is true.
Yep, that is a thing.
Yeah, which is, that's amazing. Like, yeah. This is just, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. Yeah. Just look down in your National Geographic.
Yeah, it's the McBeetle tea.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gross on the
gross on one side, horrifying on the other.
Yeah, the McBeetle.
And then, yeah, after, and then stinky later.
The weirdest detail about this, so they spit that that acid cum. And then the other thing, though, the boring beetle, whose intelligence, you know, climbs to a mighty one, have a group intelligence that's equal to like super genius, if you get enough of them together.
Right.
Or so no, approximate a human brain, not a super genius.
Right, right. So it could like fill out a credit card application.
Yes.
If they were all together.
But not well. If it got taught in school, it wouldn't be able to balance a checkbook or like understand credit,
mm-hmm.
but it could fill out the application and then have it returned for missing a couple lines.
Right, right.
But yeah, just the idea of all these boring giant beetles that all have a human intelligence and then just sitting down at the Council of Beetles, like way into that.
Just like high above, like just like looking down and you only see them in shadow.
Yes.
They say, you have performed poorly.
Yeah. Yep. The Tribunal of Chitin.
Yeah.
And then... I've been found wanting.
Yeah.
And it's just because I thought you're all like, and one entire half of you is gross. Like, that would be like, you know, my lawyer would come up and be like, well, and I, you know, I turn around and eventually they'd all turn their backs to me and I'd run away.
Yeah. Because everybody knows if you tell a beetle to turn around, it has to.
Yeah. It's entrapment.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.